Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you to our program, as well as tuning in on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106liveradio.com. We're glad you all could join us. Marika Chisholm is with us today to talk to us not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to inspire people through music, but also, of course, to be able to see the response that she's been able to get from the music as well. If you're just now hearing about Marika, you guys will be hearing the single Favor on our program, and we'll be telling you how you can stay connected with her. Marika, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine, Marika. Thank you so much for being on with us, and congratulations on the single Favor. We'll talk about that project a little bit later. Marika, what has it been like for you, though, to be able to see the response not only to the music, but also knowing that you're able to use your gift in a way that, can help to inspire others?
I think if nothing else, it's a blessing, because just because you like something doesn't mean other people will like it also. So I'm very, very grateful that the Lord has graced me to put something out, or to put music out, that I'm not the only person that likes it.
Right.
You know, because sometimes you're like, oh, this song is great, and that's not the response that you get. So I'm very, very grateful that, you know, the Lord has, you know, really afforded me that opportunity.
Right. We're going to, that definitely is true of the single Favor. We're going to talk more about the message of that song a little bit later. But, you know, when did you realize it, though, Marika? I mean, I think for a lot of our audience out there, for them, maybe it's not singing. I know for me, singing is definitely not my gift. But for whatever their God-given gift might be, a lot of them may realize, okay, I've been given something, but what am I supposed to do with it? When did you realize what you were supposed to be doing with that gift?
I was a little late bloomer. I didn't, you know, I wasn't 2 years old, and, you know, I just knew God spoke to me. I started singing when I was two, but I didn't start leading worship until I was, like, 18. So it took me a while. And then I was a background singer for a while before I was a solo artist. So, and my album didn't come out until I was, like, 30. So it took a while for me to really figure out what it was that I was called to do. And to whoever is listening, whatever it is that you're called to do, don't think, you know, that it's bad, that it's taking you a little longer. But when you get to that place, God will, you know, help redeem that turn.
Exactly. I think that is it for sure. And, you know, it's funny that you should mention that about, you know, singing background. Now, of course, you're up front. Because one of the things that I thought was so interesting when I got the single Favorite through our friends at Amazon.com, and when I first heard it, Marika, the first thing I thought about was where you mentioned about fear and how fear was not going to be something that stopped you because you realized the favor. How did you get over the fear? Because, as you said, I mean, with whatever profession it is, or just even in life, everyone's not going to like everybody, and everyone's not going to like everything. How did you get over the fear of what people might not appreciate about your gift, rather than focus on who it might help?
Well, I'm going to be really honest. I still have fear sometimes. There are times that I have to go sing somewhere, and I get a little fearful. And what stops my fear from growing is that I recite scriptures. You know, I remember what God has called me to do. And you're right, everybody's not going to like it. But there is a segment of people that the Lord has, you know, tucked away just for you. There may be somebody that says, I don't really like this artist, but I love this one, you know.
Right.
And he has set those people just for you, and you have to remember that. Now, is that difficult sometimes? Sure it is. But you have to remember it so that you can keep going, because if not, fear will take over your life.
Exactly. I think that is so true. A great reminder for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Marika Chisholm. We're talking to Marika not only about her love of music, but also when she discovered the gift that she'd been given through music. And now, of course, what it's been like for her to share with all of us. We'll be telling you all a little bit later how you can stay connected with Marika, as well as, of course, be able to support the music. So let's talk about the other side of that, because we talked about, you know, not everyone's going to like everything that any of us do. What is it like for you when you get that message from someone who comes up to you, or that Facebook post or that Twitter post? What is it like for you to hear those messages of, this is just what I needed?
Those things warm your heart. Those things keep you going, you know, and the Lord always sends those messages to me right when I need them. There are times that I'm having a rough day and I'm in sales, so, you know, 12 people that told me no that day, you know, or whatever the case is, and I'll get that message that says, I listened to Favor today, and it was such a blessing to me. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. You know, they give me a little, push to keep going, you know.
Right. I think that is it. So let's talk about Favor. I mentioned that's the single that I was listening to, and really focusing on the words of that song, because I think, you know, a lot of times, and especially in the time that we're living in, Marika, as you know, I mean, it is not easy to always feel thankful, because there are so many things that, you know, are going wrong for so many people, whether it's, you know, illness in the family or tragedies that have hit them, like a lot of what's taking place in the South right now, or just you're not just having a good day and you just don't seem like, you know, things are going well. It's not easy to always think about, you know, the importance of not only being thankful, but also, of course, realizing the favor. How did this song come about for you?
Well, my recording was last year in September, and a friend of mine is really good friends with Fred and Rodney Jerkins. And he said, they had a song, and Marika, I think you're going to be great with the song. We talked about it. They sent the song over, and he was absolutely right. I loved it. He said, fear and strife, part of the words, fear and strife have no authority. It's working all in my favor. And I hope that when people listen to the song, no matter what it is that they are going through, they will know that fear and strife have no authority. Nothing that the enemy puts in front of their way has no authority. And even though it may not look like it, even though you may be having a challenging time, that it is all working in your favor.
Right. We're going to talk about the importance of words here in a moment, Marika. But for those who are just tuning in that have not had a chance to hear it, here is a single, Favor. Again, I got it through our friends at Amazon.com. You can get it through your favorite online retailer. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Marika right after this. Stay with us.
Have opened doors for me, all in my favor, all in my favor.
Chisholm with the single Favor right here on Conversations Live, whether you're joining us on the radio dial or online. We're excited to welcome Marika to our program today. Marika, you know, one of the things that comes through in that single, I think, is the importance of the words that we speak, because, you know, one of the things that I got from it was that, you know, just the reminding of ourselves that it is all in our favor, whether, as we said before, it looks like it or not. Talk to us about the power of words for you and how that has really come to be.
Power of words is so important. I learned this probably when I was 17 or 18 to speak those things that are not as though they were. So I try to make sure that I speak positive thoughts over my life, over my family's life, over my children's life. And now I'm teaching them to do it at an earlier age. So my children are 6, 8, and 19. So my 6 and 8 year old especially, I make sure that, you know, every morning when they wake up, we speak positive affirmations, because you are literally what you speak. The things that we put in the air, the things that we put in the universe are the things that come back. So
right.
It's imperative that we speak positively over ourselves, over our families, and over our lives.
Right. And wouldn't you agree? I know one of the big things for me, Marika, has been the importance of realizing who we surround ourselves with as well. I mean, not just in person, but also, I mean, every day we're kind of connected with people online. You know, is that one of the things that you've also realized for yourself, the importance of what you choose to take in and how that affects not only your attitude, but also your optimism?
Absolutely. The people around us, our friends, you know, our family, whoever we have close to us, those people make a deposit into our lives. And whether we want to, you know, acknowledge it or not, they make a deposit. So you have to make sure that the people around you are making great deposits and, you know, not taking away all the time. But when they're around you, they're giving you positive energy. They're, you know, speaking life into you. They are encouraging you when you are going through or having a bad day.
Yeah, I think that is the thing for sure. So as people are able to listen to that single, as they're able to listen to other songs, because you really do make a focus, I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, Marika, you really have made a focus of remembering the importance of praising, the importance of gratitude to God for what he's done for us, what he continues to do for us, as well as, of course, what he will do for us in the future. Is that what you hope people are able to do as they're listening to the music, to realize the importance of that acknowledgement?
I sure hope so. I don't want them to listen to it and still be sad. I hope that, you know, when they finish listening to any of my music, that they understand that there is still hope. My old pastor, who passed away, his motto was, as long as there is life, there is hope. And that has always stuck with me.
So as long as you are breathing, you have the ability to have some hope.
There you go. A great message from someone who knows firsthand. How can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Okay. So on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything, I am Marika Sings. And that's just M-A-R-I-C-A and then S-I-N-G-S. So you can find me all on social media. I'm on everything. And if your followers follow me, I will endeavor to follow them back.
All right. Sounds great. Again, everyone, Marika Sings. We've already tagged her on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to find her there. Congratulations again. As I mentioned, the single you guys heard here and also more music from Marika is available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer, even if it's the one that starts with an I. You all can get her music over there. You know, I always joke about that, Marika, because Amazon's one of our advertisers. So I always tell people, hey, you don't have to get it at Amazon.
I'm in sales,
but
so I get it.
Yeah. look,
Amazon
you,
is just as good as other people.
Yeah, exactly. You can get it from wherever you'd like to get it, as long as you get it. That's what we want you to do. We want you to get it. But I got mine from Amazon, you know, and there you can get it for only 99 cents. Marika, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Marika Chisholm, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. As I said, we've already tagged Marika there. You can go to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.